Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives at Karbala. Salam be upon the ones.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our beautiful silsila Blessings of Sahaba and Ahle Bayt. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the previous silsilas we've been talking about the excellence of the Ahle Bayt, and also if you can remember in the first silsila we talked about one of the greatest khalif, the second khalif of Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And yesterday we were talking about the excellence of the Ahle Bayt. Today inshallah Azza wa Jal, same theme, but we're going to be talking and discussing about the love of the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahle Bayt. Now remember, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, our Aqeedah is that we love the Sahaba Ikram, we love the Ahle Bayt. They are not apart and we love both of them, and that is how inshallah Azza wa Jal we will be successful in this world and in the hereafter as well. And as the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in many ahadith we find the scholars have said that we should love the Sahaba Ikram, we should love the Ahle Bayt. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we're going to be discussing how much love the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahle Bayt had amongst themselves, and how much we can learn, and as Muslims and as the slaves of the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahle Bayt, how we can inshallah Azza wa Jal walk on their footsteps and be successful in this world and in the hereafter. If you've just joined us and this is your first day that you are watching this silsila, do me a favor. Just send a text message or ring your family and friends and tell them to be watching this silsila as well. Barikam Bayu, as usual, let's start our silsila with the recitation of the beautiful, glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال الذين كفروا لا تسمعوا لهذا القرآن والغوا فيه لعلكم تغلبون فلنذيقن الذين كفروا عذابا شديدا ولنجزينهم أسوأ الذي كانوا يعملون ذلك جزاء أعداء الله النار لهم فيها دار الخلد جزاء بآياتنا يجحدون وقال الذين كفروا ربنا أرنا الذين أضلانا من الجن والإنس نجعلهما تحت أقدامنا ليكونا من الأسفلين إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم. إن شاء الله عز وجل, before we start the topic of today, let's listen to a beautiful Kalam-e-Pak as well, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib,
sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam, wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, Kalam shuru karne se pehle, aayye achi-achi niyate karte hain ki Allah Azza wa Jal ki rizah haasil karne aur uske pyare Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki khushnudi haasil karne ke liye, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, Naaz Sharif padhenge aur sunenge.
Inshallah.
Aayye mere saath milkar Durood-e-Pak padh lijiye.
صلي على نبينا صلي على محمد صلي على شفيعنا صلي على محمد ہم بھی مدینے جائیں گے آج نہیں تو کل صحیح آقا ہمیں بلائیں گے آج نہیں تو کل صحیح صلی علی نبی رضا ذرا تو ہے اب دے مصطفیٰ خوف نہ رکھ رضا ذرا تو ہے اب دے مصطفیٰ تیرے لیے امان ہے نبینا صلی علی محمد مرادیں مل رہی ہیں شاد شاد کا سوالی ہے لبوں پر التجا ہے ہاتھ میں روزے کی جالی ہے لبوں پر التجا ہے ہاتھ میں روزے کی جالی ہے زمانے سے نرالی ہے تیری صورت تیری سیرت زمانے سے نرالی ہے تیری ہر ادا پیارے دلیلِ بے مثالی ہے تیری ہر ادا پیارے دلیلِ
تمہارے در کے ٹکڑوں
سے پڑا پلتا ہے ایک عالم، گزارا سب کا ہوتا ہے اسی محتاج خانے سے، فقیروں بے نبا اپنی اپنی جھولیاں بھر لو کے باڑا بٹ رہا ہے فیض پر سرکار عالی ہے، لبوں پر التجا ہے ہاتھ میں روزے کی جانی ہے.
سلسلہ بلیسنگز آف صحابہ ان اہل بیت. And the topic we're going to be discussing today, if you just join us, we're going to be talking about the love of the Sahaba and the Ahle Bayt. Now, there's a very beautiful saying that the Sahaba Ikram, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as we know, were our best leaders. They were our best role models. And it says that the Sahaba Ikram, why were they the best role models? Why are they the best people? Is because they loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they loved what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved, and that was also the Ahle Bayt. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, the secret of the Sahaba Ikram being the great Sahaba that we know them today is because they love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they love the Ahle Bayt. Inshallah Shabazz bhai, you're on the left hand side, and I want you to start off with, please, inshallah Azza wa Jal, regarding today's topic.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi min shaitan ar-rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, alhamdulillah. This program which we are having during the month, the blessed month of Muharram al-Haram, we are talking about the blessed family, or the greatest of all families, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yesterday we were speaking about their fazail, the blessings of the family themselves. Today, how is it that the companions treat this family? Because we can only truly understand something from those individuals who existed in that same era. And we can only learn to respect somebody or to honor somebody by seeing it from others. How did they honor them? So today we will be speaking about how did the companions honor the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah.
There's a waqia mentioned about some non-Muslims. It's even mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's mentioned that there were some Christians who came from Abyssinia. And when they heard that this Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is preaching a new religion, they came to question him. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, he is kalimatullah, mean the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to Hazrat Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. So they consider this to be an accusation or disrespect to the Christians, because they believe in Ma'azallah to be God. So they say, how is it that you can say this? So they come to debate with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Subhanallah is beautiful, honestly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if they continue to dispute with you, after knowledge, after revelation has come to you, then say to them, come, let us debate. Let us bring our children and your children, our women and your women, ourselves and yourselves, and then we will debate, we will have a mubahala. The two things, one is a debate, a verbal debate. Another is having a mubahala, which is, I'll explain the term, mashallah, yesterday we were talking about terms, which is that I claim to be on the truth, you also claim to be on the truth. But none of us are coming to a conclusion. So I say to you, okay, we are both, for example, there's a fire here. We are both going to enter that fire. Whoever is on haqq, whoever is on the truth, he will also be able to exit. This is what used to happen, and it still, I've heard, sometimes does happen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that tell them, let's have a mubahala. So what happens, the Prophet challenges them to this mubahala and they say, give us a bit of time. They go to a bishop by the name of Aqib. They go to him. And this Aqib, this person, being the bishop, he's read the Bible. And within the Bible, it mentions the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. So they didn't want to go to mubahala because he feared that the truth would be exposed. So then they build up these excuses and then they go, this same Aqib, this bishop, he goes to the Prophet ﷺ to tell him that we do not wish to go and have a mubahala with you. And it said that when they come to the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet ﷺ is with his Ahlul Bayt. The Prophet ﷺ has Fatima ibn Zahra radhiallahu anhu with him. He has Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib radhiallahu anhu with him. He has Imam Hassan radhiallahu anhu with him. He has Imam Hussein radhiallahu anhu with him. Right there, this bishop, he sees them. And what does he say? He says that indeed I see such faces that if these people were to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, were to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to move a mountain which was in front of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would move it.
Allah.
And this was a non-Muslim upon seeing the faces of Ahlul Bayt. Imagine a Muslim, Allah Hazrat Rahimahullah, what does he say? Jis Muslimani dekha unhe ik nazar.
Subhanallah. And you know, Allah Hazrat, mashallah, has covered every area. You know, if it's the Sahaba Ikram, the love of the Ahl Bayt. I just want to add in what Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu's reported to have said. He says that I love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's family more than my own family. And that is important for us as Muslims, that we love the Ahl Bayt more than our own families as well. Ji Harun Bhai, mashallah, we're talking about the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahl Bayt and their love between them.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hafsab, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. In the beautiful Madni environment of Dawud Islami, we are taught that we need to love the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahl Bayt Athar. And the reasons that, alhamdulillah, we learn time and time again is the nisbat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's the essence of it. These people we love, we honor, we respect because of their connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's nothing more than that. The Sahaba Ikram are the people who were at the darbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they presented themselves and humbled themselves in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Ahl Bayt Athar were the family of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is that connection with Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam that makes us love the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahlul Bayt. Now, who are we talking about here? Let's start with this, Hafsab. We are talking about Hazrat Imam Hassan, Hazrat Imam Hussain. These, Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, are the masters of the youth of Jannah.
Subhanallah.
Jannati nojwanu ke
sadaat.
Now, next. Who are we talking about here? We are talking about Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, who is the leader of the women of Jannah.
Subhanallah.
Then we go on. We are talking about Hazrat Ali al-Murtaza, the head of the Silsila of Walayat, the friends of Allah. You know, in the entire creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, after the prophets, you have the awliya Allah, and he is the head of the Silsila of Walayat. Then we turn to the amazing Sahaba Ikram. And when we come to the door of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the entire creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, after the best of creation, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Anbiya Ikram, in the rest of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the best. This is the person we're talking about. Then we go to Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And who is Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Well, in the silsila you had Hafsab a few days ago, you described many traits. And one of the things that may have been mentioned was that Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no prophet after me. But if there was, it would have been Umar. This is how amazing this hasti is. This is who we're talking about. This is the hasti, this is the amazing personality that the street he walked down, the shaitan changed his way.
Subhanallah.
So that this is the two groups we're talking about, the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahl Bayt. Hazrat Usman Ghani, sorry, the last. The great Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Zannurain. Two daughters of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are married to Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now can you imagine the status of these two, the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahl Bayt Athar?
The ulama have mentioned about these two that the Sahaba Ikram are like the stars and the Ahl Bayt are like the ship of Nuh alayhi salatu wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
Again, great events.
And what they say there, Hafsab, is you mentioned that. And what they say is that the importance of that analogy is that when you're in a ship and you're sailing, and Shabazz Bey is our learned scholar of Deen, he'll correct me because I'm working from memory, but what the scholars say is this, that when you're in a ship, you are safe from the water But then you need direction as well. And where do they get the direction from? They use the stars for the direction. So to have the complete guidance to the right path, you need the daman of the Ahlul Bayt, the Athar, and the Sahaba Ikramin.
So basically, sorry, sir.
This is a brilliant point you brought up regarding
Allah. He's always bringing up brilliant points. Don't you worry about it.
But bringing up this topic, I thought we'll talk about this the relations between the companions, the relations between the Sahaba and the Ahlul Bayt. First and foremost, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa, not the first wife, but one of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu anha. She is the daughter of who? Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiqa radhiyallahu anhu. This shows that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is linked in relation, is also in terms of conjugal relation also is linked to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiqa radhiyallahu anhu. Secondly, Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu anhu, he had a daughter by the name of Hassa radhiyallahu anha. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also married her. So now Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu anhu also related to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thirdly, as he mentioned, Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radhiyallahu anhu. Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radhiyallahu anhu first married one of the daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He first married Hazrat Ruqayyah radhiyallahu anha. Then, when she passed away, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam married to him his second daughter, Hazrat Umm Kulthum radhiyallahu anha. So Hazrat Uthman radhiyallahu anha married two of the daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he was linked, and you could say that's why they call him Dhun Nurain. Dhun Nur means bearer of a light or possessor of a light. Nurain means two lights.
Two lights. Subhanallah.
So he married two of the daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He gained this title of Dhun Nurain.
The love between the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahlul Bayt Athar was so amazing. And you mentioned Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. And somebody was asked, Tirmidhi Sharif Hadith Mubarakah, and she was asked, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, who did Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love the most? Now look at the love that the Sahaba Ikram had for the Ahlul Bayt Athar and vice versa. You know what she says? She says that the most beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Hazrat Fatima radhiyallahu anha. But when the same question is asked of Hazrat Fatima radhiyallahu anha, she says the most beloved in the women to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Hazrat Aisha. Can you imagine the love that they respect and honor so much, each other so much?
And there's many ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam where, you know, Hazrat Aisha narrates a hadith about the love of Sayyida Fatima and the Ahlul Bayt. And then Sayyida Fatima talks about the love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for the Azwaj Mutahharat and the Sahaba Ikram. So, you know, for us Muslims, it's very, very important that we keep hold of both of them. Ma'azallah, we shouldn't be thinking that, okay, I should be loving the Sahaba Ikram more than the Ahlul Bayt or the Ahlul Bayt more than the Sahaba Ikram. You know, we should have love for both of them. And obviously, they will have the darajat in the court of Allah Ta'ala, but for us, they are all equal.
Hamsab, there's a very simple misal which our learned scholar will help us with. But, you know, the respect and honor of the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahlul Bayt Athar is fundamental to our iman.
Subhanallah.
Yes? Now, that's the first thing. So we cannot have even one iota of badghumani in relation to them. That's the first thing. The second thing is this. The shaitan works in this way by putting a waswasa in our minds that by, for some reason, respecting one party means you do not respect the other. That is child's play. Children think, you know, that he's better than he. No. Both of these hastis are amazing. It's almost like a simple misal. Okay, you know, if you respect your mother, and it's a misal, it's an example to help understand it, but you respect your mother and you respect your father. Now, increasing your love and respect for one doesn't mean you disrespect the other. And to be successful in life, you need to respect both of them to the maximum amount you are able to do. You cannot have respect one, not respect the other, and expect to enter Jannah. Am I right in that?
Yeah, you know, Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman ibn Nurayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before he was martyred, it says that the Sahaba Ikram, they asked for some people that could stand guard outside his house to safeguard him. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu took it upon him that he's going to send both of his sons, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to stand guard outside of Uthman ibn Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu's house. And they stood guard, a saying of the ulama that
Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would carry Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his arms, and he would say that by Allah, I love you more than my own father. So that was the love that he had for the Ahl al-Bayt.
There is a beautiful waqia here where Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu looks at Hazrat Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, smiles, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, okay, why did you smile when you looked at me? And he says, I remembered the call of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever crosses the bridge of Sirat will only be able to cross if Ali gives them permission to cross. And that's why when I looked at your beautiful face, I remembered that and I smiled. And you know what the reply was? Hazrat Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu then smiles and says, yes, but what Akka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said is, Ali, you will only let that person pass this who has the love of Abu Bakr Siddiq in his heart.
Subhanallah.
Allah.
And you know, again, the love both of these Sahaba ikram had for each other. Once Hazrat Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu looked at him, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was walking beside him. And he looked at Hazrat Imam Hassan and he says, Subhanallah, you resemble the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but you don't resemble Hazrat Ali. You know, and that was the moment where both of them were smiling at each other. Ji Yasir bhai karam.
Oh,
لمسے لدے حسین کو ترسا ہے آب ریت پر لمسے لدے حسین کو ترسا ہے آب ریت پر گلشن فاطمہ کے تھے
Brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today in our silsila blessings of Sahaba and Ahle Bayt, we are talking about and discussing the love between the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahle Bayt. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we've got Muballighin in the studio, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Moving on,
beautiful riwayat.
MashaAllah.
Such a sensation, really, and I already want to share it.
SubhanAllah.
This is mentioned in Riyad al-Nadra. By Muhib Tabari rahmahullah ta'ala.
MashaAllah.
It's mentioned, it's actually narrated by Hajjah Ali al-Murtada radiallahu anhu himself. Ali radiallahu anhu. Annahu ra'afi manamihi. That he saw a dream. That he was praying the morning prayer behind the Prophet sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. SubhanAllah.
And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got and stood up on the mihrab. And then a servant, a female servant, she came with a box of, or a utensil filled with dates, with ripe dates. And she placed it before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam took from that bowl one ripe date. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, "O Ali, do you wish to have arrived at? Hazrat Ali faqultu na'am, Ya Rasulullah. I said, yes, O Messenger of Allah, please. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then extended his arm and he placed it in my mouth.
Subhanallah.
Thumma akhadha ukhra. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam picked up another one. Again he asked me, oh Ali, would you like some? I said, yes, and he placed it in my mouth again.
Subhanallah.
Then I awoke from this dream and I still had the urge to take some more from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I could still taste its sweetness in my mouth.
Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah. What happens then? What a beautiful dream.
Kya baat.
What happens then? Then he said, I performed my wuzu and then I went towards the masjid. فَصَلَّيْتُ خَلْفَ عُمَرْ. And then I prayed salat behind Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu got up and he sat on the mihrab.
Allah Allah.
He says, and when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood up in the mihrab, I wanted to inform him about that dream I had of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But before I could inform him, a servant came and stood by the door with a bowl of dates in hand.
Subhanallah.
And then she placed some dates in front of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, and Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu picks up a date. And then Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he says, do you wish to have one? Oh, Ali.
Allah Allah.
Allahu Akbar. Faqultu na'am. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says that I said, yes, oh Umar, I wish to take one. And then he placed this in my mouth. ثُمَّ أَخَذَ أُخْرَى. Then Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he picks up another kujur. He picks up another date. وَقَالَ لِي مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. Again he asked, oh Ali, would you like one? فَقُلْتُ نَعَامَ. And I said, yes. And then again, he places that in my mouth. And then Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after giving me the second one, he begins to distribute it amongst the companions on the right side, on the left side, but I wanted more. Allahu Akbar. What happens? فَقَالَ Ya Akhi, then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, oh my brother, if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given you more in the night, then I too would have given.
Allahu Akbar.
Do and finish
that.
Fa'ajibtu. And then Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he says that then I became amazed, I was shocked, I was flabbergasted. Allahu Akbar. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must have informed him about my dream which I had last night. And then it says, فَنَظَرَ. He looked, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu looked and he said, he وقال, يَا عَلِي الْمُؤْمِنُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. That, oh Ali, a mu'min, a believer, he sees with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And then, قُلْتُ, I said, صَدَقْتَ يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That in, you have truly spoken the truth, O leader of the Muslims. هَكَذَا رَأَيْتُهُ. And this is as I had seen it in my dreams. And he says, oh Umar, and just that buzz and that sensation, that
taste.
Beautiful taste that I received from that kujur that you gave me, it was exactly the same as that I received from the Prophet.
SubhanAllah.
Two things there, Shabazz. One, who is the narrator of that hadith of Mubarak?
Hazrat
Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then on top of that, what you have to remember is, if the Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu knows this, ye shan hai jinke ghulamon ki sardar ka alam kya. Can you imagine that this is the servant in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he knows what dream Hazrat Paula Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has had. And Hafsa, just another.
When somebody sees the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dreams, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whosoever sees me in his dream, then indeed he has seen me, because the shaitan cannot take the form of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whosoever seen me in his dream, then he shall also see me in reality.
Subhanallah.
So just on that, the relationship between Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there is a beautiful narration that when Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was Alil, and they were in that Hujrat Mubarak, and they came out, they put their head out to the window, as the narration says, and they said to the people who were gathered there, they said, if I decide for you in relation to the next Amir al-Mu'mineen, will everybody accept it? And everybody who was present says yes, barring one person. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu stands up, and he says, if it's anybody other than Umar, then we will not. This is the love and the high regard they had each other.
Subhanallah.
You know, they held each other in such high esteem that, you know, if anybody tries to, you know, get away from that, they're being foolish. Because if you read the books and read the Hadith of Mubarakah, they had so much love that we can't even imagine. So much respect for each other that is beyond our comprehension.
He said that, you know, once the Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was handing out maal from the, and his own son, Abdullah ibn Umar, he says that, oh my father, because I am the son of the Amir al-Mu'mineen, I should be given it first, before Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein. Because the Umar Farooq, he first gave it to them. His son says, I should be given it first. Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu says, because you are the son of the Amir al-Mu'mineen, bring me a father like the father of Imam Hassan and Hussein. Bring me a grandfather like the grandfather of Imam Hassan and Hussein, and then we can talk.
Subhanallah.
So their children were sitting there, the children of Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu, and they went to Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu, and they said to him that, oh my father, this is what Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu said. This is what he said in your shan, this is what he said about you. And then Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu says, really? Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu says, I heard from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam told him. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. The Umaru siraju ahlil jannah. The Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu is the beacon. He is the lamp of the people of Jannah.
Subhanallah.
So then they come and they tell Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu this, that this is what Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu said about you, this hadith. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radhiyallahu anhu is shocked. He says, really? He says, okay, tell Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu to go write this down. Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu, he hears this, he says, and he begins to write. Subhanallah, what does he write? He writes, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. An Ali ibn Abi Talib, ma damina ila Umar ibn Khattab radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. An Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عن جبرائيل عليه السلام
الله الله
عن الله سبحانه وتعالى أن عمر ابن الخطاب سراج أهل الجنة. He writes a full thing. He writes بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم in the name of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, the most kind, the most beneficent. He says this is an assurance to عمر ابن الخطاب. And I narrate from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Umar siraju ahl al-jannat, that Umar is a beacon of the people of Jannah. Then what does Hazrat Umar radhiyallahu anhu do? He takes this note and he gives it to his children, he gives the wasiyah to his children. And he says that when I leave this world, when I die, and when you bury me, when you give me a shroud, then place this in my shroud. For indeed, I wish to take this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as an assurance.
Allah.
And there are narrations about Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu that he would always wear one specific gown or cloak or whatever it was. And it would always be the same one. The companions, whenever they saw him, they would say, oh Ali, you know, why is it that we're always seeing you wearing this gown out of all things? Why is it that we don't see you change? MashaAllah. Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu, you were extremely poor. And when he was at Amir al-Mu'mineen too, yeah, he would only wear one gown and he would always wear the same cloak. So they would say to him, oh Ali, why is it that you keep wearing this one? What reply does Hazrat Ali radhiyallahu anhu gave? He says, Kasanihi Khalili wa Safiyi Umar ibn Khattab. The reason why I wear this one is because it was given to me by my friend. Khalil doesn't mean a normal friend, it means a close friend.
Allah.
But Safiyyi, and again, that's another word for a very, very close friend, Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radhiyallahu anhu. He brought so much love, and he said that this reminds me of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab.
You know, if you look at the lives of the Sahaba Ikram, the Ahle Bayt, the love they have for each other, because they knew each other's status as well. They knew that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved the Sahaba ikram, and the Sahaba ikram knew that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself has taught them about the love of the Ahl al-Bayt.
There is a beautiful hadith of Barakah that Hazrat Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala was asked, ki Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala looks at the beautiful face of Hazrat Mawla Ali radhiyallahu ta'ala time and time again. And she said, she said, why do you keep looking at the face of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala? And you know what Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala said? He said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that looking at the face of Ali is ibadat.
Allahu Akbar.
That this is the love and affection they had for each other. This is what you've got to remember. This is how close they were. Now anybody who says anything else, this one, you know, hadith al-Barakah that is quoted by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, in itself, you know, it just proves the love they had.
MashaAllah. Shall we go to a kalam?
Ala Hazrat ka ek bahut hi pyara kalam.
MashaAllah.
Chhadkar teri paizaro.
SubhanAllah.
Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
झुके रहते हैं तलवारों के
سر جھکے رہتے ہیں تلواروں کی سرے چڑھ کر تیری اور کیسے آقاؤں کا
Blessings of Sahaba and Ahle Bayt. Continuing from our topic of today, the love of the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahle Bayt. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. It's been a very beautiful discussion regarding the love of the Sahaba Ikram. And sometimes, you know, brothers don't have that love amongst themselves than the Sahaba Ikram that had love for each other and for the Ahle Bayt.
You know, it's amazing how the Sahaba Ikram and the Ahle Bayt they built an amazing relationship. In the time of Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu had so much respect for the young Hasnain Karimain that whenever the Hasnain Karimain came into the Masjid Sharif or into a Madni Mashra, if I call it that, Hazrat Umar Farooq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu gave them a seat and listen to their opinion on matters as well. And not only that, it was the honor and respect that was given to them in the court of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar Farooq, it was amazing. You know, nobody else respected them as much as these great personalities.
And you know, their love amongst themselves, there's a very beautiful hadith quoted in Bukhari Sharif where he says that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu's son, Hazrat Muhammad bin Hanfi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that once I asked Hazrat Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajahul kareem that who is the greatest person after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he replied, Abu Bakr. And then he says that who is the greatest person after Abu Bakr? And he says that he replied, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad bin Hanfiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I feared that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, my father, is going to say Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says that then after Umar, you are the most afzal. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Ma ana illa rajulun min al-Muslimin. I'm just a person amongst the Muslims.
Allah Allah.
You know, so alhamdulillah, that is the priority he would give to these great Sahaba.
Now look at this beautiful narration. Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Amir al-Mu'mineen. He is busy with his work, so he says, I'm not going to meet anybody. Nobody. His own son comes, and he's turned away. So you cannot meet him. Amir al-Mu'mineen is very busy. Hazrat Imam Hussein comes,
Allah. Realizes
that his own son hasn't been given the privilege of meeting him because he's very busy, so turns to go back. But somebody informs Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Hazrat Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu has come but has turned around to go back. He immediately sends for him and calls him and says, these rules apply to everybody else, but these rules do not apply to you. And even to the extent, jab aap chahe, no matter how busy I am and no matter what I'm doing, for everybody else, there is a rule. But for you, Hasnain Karimain, there is no rule. You can come in whenever you want and you can call me whenever you want.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
This is the love and affection they had for each other.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
It's mentioned by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Kana Yashbahu Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, that whatever he tried to do, he would try to imitate when he became the Khalifa. Whatever he tried to do, that he would try to imitate Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And there's also a hadith mentioned, and it said that what Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, he says that after Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if there's anybody that I wish to go and see my Lord within a state with the amal, it's the amal of Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Subhanallah.
As he mentioned that whenever Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was to give a ruling, whenever he was used to give a verdict, he would call Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Umar says that law la Ali, that if there was no Ali, la halaka Umar. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would be destroyed.
Subhanallah.
Now another thing is, when you truly love somebody, as I said, one thing is to try to imitate the actions. Another thing is, if you have a child, then you try to give your child them names, the names of the people who you love.
Subhanallah.
About Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is mentioned that Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he had, I think, approximately 26 children, but 14 sons.
Mashallah.
He had 14 sons. What were the names? Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Bless him with any children.
You see, this is a very important part. Before you give us the names, you see, you don't name your children after somebody unless you love them. It's as simple as that, isn't it?
Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he had 14 sons. He names one, the famous Imam Hassan. One, Hussein. He also names one, Abdullah. One, Ubaidullah. He names one after his brother, Hazrat Ja'far ibn Abi Talib. So he names one Ja'far. He names one Abbas after his uncle. He names one Aws. He names one Yahya. 11. What are the last three? He names one Abu Bakr.
Subhanallah. Abu Bakr.
One Umar. And the third one, he names Osman.
Osman. Subhanallah.
Hazrat Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. About Hazrat Imam Hussein is mentioned, he has 7 sons. He names one Ali Asghar, one Ali Awsat, one Ali Akbar. He names one Abdullah and Abu Bakr and Umar.
Subhanallah.
6 sons, sorry. Allahu Akbar. So it shows really, and Imam Hassan too, he named his children Abu Bakr and Umar.
As well, yes.
And no doubt if they had more children, they would also,
Subhanallah. And both brothers kept the same name for their children. You know, nowadays
and
people think, you know, oh, Chachin and Morena now, we'll choose another one. Oh, Flanena now, we'll keep another one. And then, you know, we're looking through all these books, but we don't even realize that who are these books written by. You know, yeah. And then we pick a name. You know, we had a student in the madrasa, and, you know, he was, but then he kyaus na nasi ajeeb ya na. You think to yourself, where did you get that from? You know, most likely, you know, they got it from a book or ma'azallah from a film or a drama.
So what they do, unfortunately, is they look for names which are either
westernized.
Different or westernized ways of doing it.
Modern
and,
names.
And na'uzubillah izalik, some of them, when they're pronounced in English, they are pronounced or they come out in such ways that they're wrong. And sometimes what happens, Shabazz bhai, especially when there is a child, when we're spelling the name, we don't take our time to get the correct spelling. So it's very, very important. And the important message today is this. Don't look for new names. Name your children after the Anbiya Ikram and the beautiful Sahaba.
I always think, you know, Harun bhai, the name Muhammad, you know, if you, some people spell it as M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D. And when people pronounce, they say Mohammed. But the name is Muhammad. So will it not be the correct one? M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D, Muhammad.
Yeah, you see, many people, what happened was, many people, they didn't actually purposely, what happened was our parents, or if it's a grandparents, depending which generation you are, when they came from Pakistan, they were not able to write, so they would just tell the people this
and
name, the
right, yeah.
And they pronounced it Muhammad.
But so they still carry in though, you know, we've got the second generation again, they're spelling Muhammad, you know, Muhammad.
And that's what everything comes back to, lack of knowledge.
Allahu. Having a good
it
name,
has,
we hear from the scholars that
effect,
it has a very good effect. Okay. I know of a child here, and he used to come to the madrasa, and his name was Adam. And he used to mess about a lot here. And, you know, he used to be one of them that, you know, you always, you know, you look at him and you think, you know, he's going to mess about today. So one day I thought, you know, how can you get this person, you know, become a good person? So we sat him down one day and I goes, look, your name is Adam. Do you know that Adam is our father and Adam was the prophet of Allah? And look what you are doing. You're giving a bad name to him. Wallahi al-Azim, that kid became one of the best students I had.
Subhanallah.
You know, why? Because of his name, he changed his ways. And, you know, so alhamdulillah, it's a very important thing that we keep our children good name so that the names, inshallah, so they will have an effect on them. You know, you look at the name of the Sahaba Ikram, the Ahliya Ikram, you don't even need to worry about the meanings for them because you know they have good meanings.
Look, Afsab, it's very simple. The Ulama Ikram, through the Hadith Mubarakah, have told us that the name has an effect on the child. Mm-hmm. And the nisbat of the name brings barakah to the child. Mm-hmm. Now, once you've been told that, it is foolish to try and search around for names which kind of, we have this misconception, we'll make it easier for him in school so that it's a Gora name, he'll blend in. No. If you're going to name him after the beautiful prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal, pray that Allah Azza wa Jal keeps him on the straight path, or the amazing Sahaba Ikram, or unki barkat se, Allah Azza wa Jal will bless him. And it's as simple as that. It's not complicated. I'm sorry, I like to keep things simple. And, you know, once the Almighty Quran has told us that through the teachings of Rasulullah ﷺ, the name has an effect, well, choose the best of names. If you've got a daughter, choose the names of the daughters of Rasulullah ﷺ. If you've got a son, you've got the choice of the name of the best of creation and the different names of Allah ﷺ. Then you've got the choice of the Anbiya Ikram. Then you've got the choice of the Sahaba Ikram. You've got so much choice. When they get there, normally they're like, there's no choice. You've got so much choice. But what you're looking for is something, you know, that's different. You know, let's name him something that he blends in. No. Rayyan ko inhone Ryan bana diya.
Rain.
And, you know, Babur Rayyan was a beautiful, Rayyan is a beautiful name. But people aren't keeping it because, you know, it's a beautiful name that is Islamic. They're keeping it so that they can call him Ryan in school. Then niyati galte na. So we've got to be careful. Now, I'm going to come back to the topic, Afzal, and we're going to move on slightly because when Hazrat Umar Farooq left this world, Hazrat Murali came, and after they'd given him ghusl and kafan, you know what he said? He said, I wish more beloved to me would be that I meet my Lord with the book of deeds that Umar has.
Subhanallah.
Can you believe this is the great Amir al-Mu'mineen passes away and the amazing Hazrat Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu is there and he says at that point, and this is the silsila, this is the head of the silsila of alayat, you know, the things that Hazrat Mawla Ali knows, nobody else knows. You know, he is called the door to the city of ilm. And he is saying that I wish nothing is more beloved to me than to meet my Lord with the book of deeds that Umar has.
Subhanallah.
The love between Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that they both sat in a place and they're eating dates. And Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu is eating the dates and he's putting the gutliya, the seed, on towards Hazrat Ali's side. And once they went, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he turns around and he says, Hazrat Ali, you've had so many dates. And Hazrat Ali smiles and he says, I've had the dates, but you've had the seed as well. Because there's no seeds in front of you. So you're not khush tab'i that, you know, they used to have amongst themselves as well. SubhanAllah, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, you're watching the silsila, blessings of Sahaba and Ahli Bayt. As you know, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the first 10 days of the blessed month of Muharram al-Haram, we're talking about the seerat of the Sahaba Ikram, the Ahl-e Bayt. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, every day we're going to have a different topic which we are going to talk about. We'll go to another kalam, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Yes, sir, another kalam, and then inshallah we'll continue. جی
ماشاءاللہ
الحبیب بلا لو پھر مجھے اے شاہ بحر و بر مدینے میں کیا بات ہے مدینے کی
بلا لو پھر مجھے میں پھر روتا ہوا آؤ
جب روضہِ انور مدینے میں مدینہ اس لیے عطا رجانوں دل سے ہے پیارا پیارا مدینہ اس لیے عطا رجانوں دل سے ہے پیارا زہِ مقدر حضور حق سے سلام آیا پیام آیا جھکاؤ نظرے بچھاؤ پلکے ادب کا اعلیٰ مقام آیا یہ رائے حق ہے سنبھل کے چلا یہاں ہے منزل قدم قدم پر پہنچنا در پر تو کہنا سلام لیجیے غلام آیا یہ کہنا آقا بہت سے عاشق تڑپتے سے چھوڑ آیا ہوں میں بلاوے کے منتظر لیکن نصب
Inshallah, so we'll just take in on your side. If you can just wrap the silsila up and then some words of wisdom from yourself as well, inshallah.
Hafsab, when the importance of these matters can be gleaned from the various statements of the ulama-i kiram, where they say that respect and adab of the sahaba-i kiram and the Ahl-e Bayt-e Athhar is fundamental and crucial to your iman.
Subhanallah.
Now that's the starting point. So having the right aqeedah about them is crucial. The more we learn about the amazing sahaba-i kiram, the more our love and our respect for them will increase.
Subhanallah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in the beautiful environment of Dawat-e Islami, the respect and adab and the beautiful stories that, like we've had today, about the Sahaba-i Kiram, the Ahl-e Bayt-e Athhar, their amazing status, are told time and time again. And over time, the love of these amazing companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam builds up in our hearts. We pass it on to our family. You know, you get a full family who become a true Ashikani Rasul. And love those who love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The last thing I'd say is this. As an analogy, if you have some really, really tall buildings that are so tall that the clouds are passing them by, and if you stood at the bottom of these skyscrapers, literally skyscrapers, so the clouds are touching them, and you stood at the bottom and somebody said to you, which building is taller out of these buildings? You are at the feet of the buildings. You would say, how do I know? I'm at the feet of these buildings. These buildings are skyscrapers. They're in the sky. They're amazing. They're beyond my comprehension, beyond my basirah, they're beyond everything. All I know is that these buildings are amazing and they're tall. In exactly the same way, we are at the feet of the Sahaba-i Kiram and the Ahl-e Bayt-e Athhar. We don't know their amazing status,
We just keep looking at their feet and saying, these are their feet which were present when Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was around. That's it.
Subhanallah. And we could spend all this time, you know, look for so many narrations about the love. But that's all we reach is what we need to understand.
Subhanallah.
Sometimes what a person thinks is, I've studied it or I've read the hadith. This is what people do. When they go into this and they say, oh, but this person says this about this person, that person says this, there was differences between them. But what he doesn't understand is he could read as much as he wants, but as he said, how far has he reached?
Bishak.
He's not learned nothing. This is what we need to understand.
Afza wo sher bhi hai na ki jisne ustad ke baghair Bukhari padhi aata hai, Bukhari se Bukhari nahi aati. And you know, if you read the, we're not qualified to read these things. Yes, go to a jamia, spend 7 years studying, then become a mufti, specialize in these fields, take the books and go off and read.
That's a very important point that you've touched upon, because our younger generation that is growing up, you know, they'll be saying, oh, I've got Bukhari Sharif at home, I study the Bukhari, I study the Muslim.
You see, well, what you need to understand is they're not really studying Bukhari or Muslim. What they're studying is the translation.
The translation.
The translation is written by well, man, no doubt. These words are the words of the Prophet. No man can truly give it its true justice of translation.
But there's a very simple explanation to it as well. Do you know, if you're an expert in engineering, you wouldn't pick up an engineering book off the shelf and say, right, this is a complex book of engineering, civil engineering or mathematical engineering, and open it up in the middle and say, well, I'm going to read this sentence and I'm going to interpret it. No. What you need is you need to go to university, you need to read your maths, your physics, you need to do your engineering, you have to study over years to understand those sentences. If you were picking up a book of law, you'd read 3 sentences and say, I don't know what it's about. But I would, because I've spent years studying it. In exactly the same way, the books of deen, you know, we don't dare pick up chemistry, physics, math, English and engineering, but when it comes to books of deen, we're all the masters. I'm sub mufti benefit. That's where the problem is. Come to the feet of the ulama-i kiram and learn from them. Don't try and learn yourself, especially for the youngsters. Shabazz, it's a very important point, because you get a lot of youngsters who say, I've read it. You know, even Nauzu Billah bin Zalik with ayats of the Quran, I have read this in the Quran, but hang on a minute, did you look at who translated it? Was it Ala Hazrat? Was it Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatullahi rahman? Or was it somebody? Then did you look at the tafsir? Did you go to Siratul Jinan? Did you go to dawatislami.net, download Siratul Jinan and look at what Mufti Qasim Sahib Damat Barakatuhu Allah has written and has taken all these different hadiths?
Harun Bhai, Siratul Jinan, alhamdulillah, azawajal, is now available on
mobile. On the app as well, mashallah, alhamdulillah.
So alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has taken another step forward. Siratul Jinan, tafsir fil Quran, is on the mobile app as well.
Yes.
So I've downloaded it, alhamdulillah. It's beautiful. Bahari Shariat, you know, such great books. You know, they're in the palm of your hand.
This is very, very important, because you mentioned the Siratul Jinan. What Mufti Sahib Damat Barakatuhu Allah has done is looked at a number of different tafsirs of the Quran and has simplified them in after every ayah mubarakah and given us a short narration in relation to that ayah mubarakah of the Quran for us to understand it better. And so whenever you're reading the Quran, even if you read 3 ayah mubarakahs with the tarjumah and the tafsir, you will get a very good understanding of those ayahs. And so if you've got the Siratul Jinan Sharif on your tablet or on your phone, every day you can very easily get to it. And if not, you can get the book from Maktabat al-Madinah and you can read it. Even 3 ayahs a day with tarjumah and tafsir will change your life.
Excellent. MashaAllah. Piyar Islam bhai, alhamdulillah azawajal. Sadly, we've come to the end of our silsila today. Give you a sneak preview of what we're going to talk about tomorrow, inshallah. Tomorrow's topic will be the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love for his grandsons.
Subhanallah.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how much he loved Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hasan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. We're going to be discussing that tomorrow. For those of you who have grandsons and for those of you who have children, you know, it's a good thing. Have your children sat with you and listen to how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would kiss, you know, would look after his grandson. It's a very beautiful opportunity for us as well. Take care of yourself, inshallah. So tomorrow, join us at the same time. Sallu ala al-Habib
sallallahu ta'ala ala
Muhammad
sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives at Karbala. Salam be upon